Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in East Asia Pacific. Today it's Monday, 18th of March. Firstly, in Indonesia, vice presidential candidates Ma'ruf Amin and Sandiaga Uno faced off in the third round of presidential debate last night. The debate touched on employment, education, health, and social and cultural issues. Sandiaga Prabowo Subianto's running mate was expected to overshadow Ma'ruf President Joko Widodo's vice presidential pick. However, Ma'ruf kept up with Sandiaga in a largely cordial contest. Ma'ruf promised that the Widodo government will continue the National Health Insurance Scheme and will consolidate research funds. Latest polls indicate that Widodo and Ma'ruf maintained their comfortable lead over their opponents. However, a survey by Gallup International showed that 40% of Indonesian voters may still change their minds. Also in Indonesia, a Widodo ally, the United Development Party chairman Muhammad, was arrested and charged with bribery by the Corruption Eradication Commission in March 16. The party said it will suspend and replace Muhammad. Muhammad's arrest is a blow to both the PPP, or the party, and the Widodo coalition. However, the party and coalition officials said it will not affect their electability. Also in Indonesia, more than 73 people have died and 60 others are missing in Sentani and Jayapura in flash floods and landslides in the far eastern Indonesian province of Papua. That the disaster was triggered by torrential rain that began on March 16th. More than 4,000 people have been displaced, with many housed in government shelters. Flooding is common in Indonesia, especially during the October to April rainy season. Emergency officials say they have warned of flood risks in Papua due to deforestation of the mountains and in the mountains surrounding Jayapura. Clients are advised to avoid the areas affected by the flash floods and follow the directions of the local authorities. In Thailand, the Election Commission reported that more than 2.6 million people participated in peaceful advance voting yesterday ahead of the March 24 general elections. The figure represents 75% of all registered advance voters. The advance ballots will be sent to the constituency for counting along with the ballots on March 24th. The high advance voter turnout indicates that the Thai are eager to participate in the upcoming election. The peaceful conduct of voting also indicates that the 24th March elections will be expected to be calm and peaceful. Clients are advised to avoid the vicinities of polling centers on March the 24th. Continue to avoid political and religious events before the elections. In the Philippines withdrawal from the International Criminal Court took effect yesterday, 1 year after the withdrawal was filed. However, the lawyer who filed a complaint with the ICC against President Duterte said that the withdrawal cannot prevent the tribunal from arresting and trying the president. The ICC is yet to formally investigate Duterte on the killings of thousands of people in his so-called anti-drug operation. Duterte has vowed to make his anti-drug war harsher in the last 3 years of his term. He also maintains that the ICC does not have powers over him. In Hong Kong, the mass transit railway services between the Central and Admiralty stations will be suspended today after two trains collided with each other. One driver was reportedly injured in the collision. The rare incident took place near Central Station at around 3 a.m. when a CN van-bound train collided with a central-bound train at the crossover section during a trial run for a new signal system. Clients are advised to be aware of the disruptions in the subway service and consider alternative modes of public transport. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts, and assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships.